This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's fall, and boy, you can feel the temperature difference this morning compared to a week ago. It's in the mid-40s where I live in Kennebunk, Maine. And it's a sure sign that the fall season is here. But there's a lot that can be done, and we hope to be able to help those of you that would like to work in the yard and get some of these things done before the snow begins to fly, and that's just a couple months away. But there's still a lot of time to work around the yard. The vegetable garden is starting to wind down, and some of the vegetables are still producing. As a matter of fact, if you have broccoli, it's really coming into its own right now. If you have Brussels sprouts, I want you to cut the top back. Where the sprouts themselves are smaller than a marble. Just cut the top right off. And that will put all the energy in the ones that are marble size and larger. All the energy will go to them to help them to mature. And the cold weather on Brussels sprouts is what gives them their flavor. And I mean flavor. So that's a real good thing for your cold weather crops. Now, the other vine-type vegetables, especially your winter squashes, leave them alone. Continue to water. Continue to feed them to try and really put some pounds on them, if at all possible, and your sign that your winter squash is ready. Look at the stem that runs from the vine to the actual squash, and if that stem, which is about 6 inches long, is still green, your squash is still growing. If your stem has started to change color, it's losing the green coloration, then take a good sharp knife or a pair of sharp pruners, cut it, and bring it in your garage where it'll be away from the frost. But everything else, just let it go, and it will get bigger and bigger and bigger. And a light frost will not hurt the storing capacity that your winter squashes will have. Things like butternut, acorn, your different types of Hubbard squash. These are all squashes that you can keep in your basement, in a crawl space, in a somewhat heated garage, or if your garage is underneath your house, you'll have some heat from the house that will prevent it from really freezing solid. It's a great place to store them. Your onions right now are pretty well done growing. If you see that the green spike-like foliage has begun to fall over, go from green to yellow or even brown, it's time to pick them. We picked all of our onions this past week and cut off the tops, let them air dry outside for a couple of days just to kill back the roots a little bit and have them dry so that the onion can go into a hibernation type state. And we cut the stem to about an inch from the top of the onion. And again, store them in a cool place, and you'll have nice edible onions for many, many weeks ahead of you. Things like tomatoes, if you still have some good sized ones that are green and a lot of little ones on top, pinch the top right off of it. And that way all the energy will help to ripen the larger ones. Or you can pick some of the larger ones green and cook them that way. Some great southern recipes for fried green tomatoes, and if you've never had it, you should try it. It's just out of this world. Green tomatoes you can make jams and jellies with. With the green tomatoes, you can make piccalilies and relishes with. So there's a use for all stages of tomatoes. They don't have to be red. Your green peppers will continue to grow and get larger in size. But I'll tell you, as soon as they say there's a chance for a frost, either cover them or pick them. And then you can bring them in the house. And what I do is if I see we're going to be in a cold spell for 2 or 3 days and I don't want the hassle of going out there every night covering the plants with the hoping that it won't be too hard and go through the material that I put on the peppers, then I'll pick them, I'll cut them up and clean them, get all the seeds out and so forth, and cut them to inch cubes or smaller, and pop them in the freezer. And they freeze beautiful. I also do that with some onions. I'll clean them up, slice them, and put those in a freezer bag also and throw them into the freezer. And I'll tell you, in the middle of winter, there's nothing better than taking some tomatoes. By the way, you can freeze. If you have red tomatoes and you know that you'll never be able to eat them all before they go bad, wash them. Put them in a freezer bag and throw them in your freezer, and they'll freeze solid. And during the winter, you take out enough tomatoes that you think will make soup. And what I do is I'll take two pots, one pot that's empty, one pot that I add boiling water to, And as the water really begins to boil, I'll drop in my tomatoes. And when the frozen tomato hits the boiling water, it will crack the skin. And with a knife, you can easily peel the skin right off, take out the little center where the stem was attached, chop it in 3 or 4 pieces, and put in your pot on low, and a little bit of olive oil, and just let them warm up, and then you can mash them. And that gives you a great base for a soup. And once it's nice and warm, I'll take out a package of my frozen onions, all chopped up, right into the soup. A package of my green peppers, yellow, orange, red peppers. Dump them right into the soup mixture. And I'll tell you, the fragrance, cooking it slowly all day, and then the last hour, add some pasta or some rice, and you have a wonderful homemade vegetable soup. I throw leftover broccoli, cauliflower in it. Wow, is it good. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite. Paul Parent here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a controlled-release fertilizer so it will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year. Available at your local garden center. Or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. see the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is toll-free. It is 855-660-4261. Now, at this time of the year, there's a couple things that you all need to remember. Number one, if you have roses, put the fertilizer away. No food. It really is important that you do not fertilize your roses any more, and I mean any more, for the rest of the year. Your roses right now are succulent, and these cold temperatures will change that branching, the individual stems and the branches, from a succulent type material to a stringy and woody type material. And that's what makes it hardy for the winter months. Otherwise, you could lose your roses. So you do not want to feed them. Put it away and never feed your roses after the middle of September. Number two on roses, your pruning should be set for any roses that form on your plant if you want to cut them and bring them in and bring them into your home to put in a vase so that you can enjoy them indoors. And what I suggest that you do is where you made the cut, you want to use an anti-desiccant spray like Wiltproof or Wilt Stop. If you don't have it, some Pledge, and spray where you made that cut. Okay? It'll make a big difference. Daniel, who's up first?
First up this hour, we've got Bob from Massachusetts. He's got a question about burning bushes.
Hey, Bob, good morning. How can we help you out with
morning,
your burning
Paul,
bush?
How are you?
Good.
Now, my question is, I have about 20 bushes or 15 of them. One of them turned all brown, the leaves. I don't know if it can be saved or something must have got at it.
Has it dropped all its foliage?
No, not yet.
Okay. Did they eat the stem of the plant at all?
Only branches look like they're green, and just every leaf turned brown. They haven't the base of the trunk is still good. Looks good.
Okay, but they've eaten some of the foliage.
Yes.
Okay, it could be deer. And as long as it's only foliage, then it won't hurt the plant because the burning bush in another 2 to 3 weeks is going to be dropping most of its foliage anyways. It'll turn red.
Correct. Yeah.
But there's a company called EverGuard.
EverGuard?
Okay. Yep. EverGuard.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to my website and click on sponsors, you'll see the logo for the company.
Okay.
And you just click on their logo, and it will tell you all about their particular products that you can apply to the foliage, and it will prevent further feeding of your burning bush. Now, do you have any yews or arborvitae on your property?
No, all I have, believe it or not, are those burning bushes. I have about, it says 15 that covers the back fence.
Okay, then I would definitely get a deer repellent. The deer have begun to come out, and they're looking for food. As the days get shorter, as the temperatures get cooler, and that's the reason that they are there. You can call your local nursery, see if they do have this EverGuard repellent. It's totally organic, and it is a wonderful, wonderful product. I had a problem with a woodchuck that was eating some flowers, and he stopped dead in his track. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Garden Club. Boy, your days are getting shorter. I got up this morning and I thought it was the middle of the night at 5 o'clock. But things are beginning to brighten up out there now. And if you have no plans, then get out in the yard and let's get the lawn fed. If you're going to do some repair work and seed, fall is for planting. And because of the dryness that we've had this year, a lot of the nurseries are going to have sales on their shrubs and trees just because they weren't able to sell what they normally do because of water bans in their particular areas. So take advantage of the sales. Get them in the ground as soon as you can. Mulch them a couple to 3 inches all the way around the plants, and about Thanksgiving, use an anti-desiccant spray like Wiltproof or Wiltstop on any of your broadleaf evergreens, rhododendron, azalea, mountain laurel, holly, and boxwood. And that will help a great deal in case we get a winter with very little snow cover. If we get plenty of snow on the ground, then the wind that's dry as it blows across your yard will take the moisture from the snow and not from your plants. If there's no snow cover, the ground's frozen, it's cold, and it's windy, it will pull the moisture out of the leaf, and the plant can't replace it because the ground is frozen. And that's when your leaves begin to turn brown, fall from the plant, and then you get some damage. So just get ready for it. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Monise from Maine, and she's got a question about her butterfly bushes.
Good morning. And what's happening with your butterfly bush this morning?
Good morning, Paul. I have a butterfly bush patio tree. Mm-hmm.
Some of the leaves towards the trunk are starting to yellow, and I've looked underneath. There are little black dots, but I'm not seeing any bugs.
Okay. Well, some of the discoloration is caused by the time of the year.
Okay.
When your days get shorter, when your temperatures get cooler, the plants begin to go dormant. And a butterfly bush is a plant that during the winter has no foliage.
Right.
So I would not be concerned.
Okay.
Is it in a container now, or is it planted?
It's in a container.
Okay. Leave it outside. Continue to water as needed.
Okay.
And then once we've had a good hard frost and all the foliage has come off,
okay,
because the butterfly bush is in a pot, it needs to go in a sheltered location for the winter.
It's going in my garage.
Perfect.
Okay.
And before you put it in the garage, give it a real good soaking.
Okay. Do
and
I feed it?
No.
Okay.
Because as the leaves come off, all the energy that was in that leaf has drained down to the roots and is
okay.
being stored there until next spring.
All
if
right.
If you feed it, it's in the garage,
mm-hmm.
and your garage begins to heat up on these nice sunny days, the buds for next year could pop.
Oh, all right.
And start to grow. So you want it to stay dormant.
Do I trim it, or do I wait till spring?
Wait until spring. And the reason okay. is, if you prune it and there's no leaves, there's no way for the plant to make a callus where you made the cut.
Okay.
And during the winter, moisture will escape through the plant on every branch that you've pruned.
Okay.
So you leave it intact. It's a solid unit, less dehydration. And then in March, you can take the plant, put it back outside, give it a good drink with a liquid food, or
okay.
April. It all depends on what the weather is like.
Right.
So when
right.
you see that things are warming up a little bit, the grass is beginning to turn green, then
mm-hmm.
take your plant, put it outside, feed it with the Neptune's Harvest, or
mm-hmm.
the new Organica Grow.
Okay.
And once the foliage begins to form, then use a granular food like Plant Tone. And Plant Tone will feed your butterfly bush for, I think it's like a 10 or a 12-week period.
All right.
And then when the leaves begin to pop, any shoots that have no foliage, take your hand pruners and just prune them up and clean up the plant. And
okay.
if it's getting to be a little bit too big for you, you can
yes,
prune.
Yes, it is now. Okay.
Then at that point, you can prune about a third of your plant. So if you get a branch that's 3 feet long, you can take
right.
a foot off of it. But
okay.
wait until you see that the buds are beginning to swell a little bit, and that is a signal that it's getting ready to grow. You can
okay.
prune it back, and by pruning back that leader, you're going to prevent it from getting longer and longer.
Right.
But where you made the cut, it will stimulate 2, 3, 4 buds that will make brand new branches, and they will compete to become the new leader. And now you've got a plant that's 2, 3, 4 times thicker and fuller.
Beautiful.
And more productive.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you a question while we're talking about the butterfly bush.
Sure.
When your flowers begin to turn brown, do you remove the faded flowers?
Yes.
Okay, because that's the secret to keeping your butterfly bush productive all summer.
Right.
Every time you cut the original flower, two new shoots will develop and give you two flowers.
Okay.
When those two flowers start to turn brown, you remove those two, and each branch will make two, and now you'll have four flowers.
Nice.
They're going to be a little bit smaller each time, but it will continue right up until frost if you continuously remove the faded flowers.
Excellent. It's so beautiful. It's a deep, deep purple. Oh, mm-hmm. Lovely.
Yeah, I love butterfly bush, and I'll tell you, to have one potted that you can put on a deck or a patio where you're sitting down and you're enjoying the summer, you can watch the hummingbirds and of the pollinators all over it, and it gives you a lot of enjoyment to see Mother Nature's creatures all over the plant.
Oh, I love it. I just love it. It's beautiful. Well, thank you, Paul. I appreciate it. And a happy fall.
And yes, happy fall to you, too. Thank you for the phone call.
Well, thank you for all your information. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. If we can help you with your garden, or you have a question on what you can bring inside the house and what has to stay outside, if you have summer flowering bulbs, some of them have to come in during the winter. Some can stay out. And also, this is the time of the year that you would begin to plant things like tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, and all of the wonderful bulbs that come from Holland. And we can tell you what to do to prepare the soil. We can tell you what to do that will keep the animals from eating them. Now, just as an example, if you have daffodils, if you have hyacinths, and when you go to the garden center, you will see near the picture little icons or little logos. You'll see one of a little girl holding a flower, smelling it. That's going to tell you that that particular flower is fragrant. If you see a logo and it has a mouse with the Ghostbuster sign, the circle with the line through the middle, I can't think what other than that. That's telling you that it is not eaten by rodents. If that's not on it, like crocuses, for example, mice, voles, chipmunks, and squirrels will eat that particular bulb. What I cannot understand is how does a mouse or any of these rodents know that hyacinths, daffodils, are a poisonous bulb if eaten. When the plant comes from Holland and you're in the United States, how does that rodent know? It must be something that Mother Nature has bred into the rodent itself. But you can treat, if you want to have tulips, if you've had problems with moles and voles eating them in the past, Bonide has a product called Mole Max. It's a granular product. You dig your hole. You sprinkle the product in. You set your bulbs in the hole. You sprinkle some product on top of the bulb. You add some soil, just enough to cover them. Sprinkle more of the Mole Max in it, and then cover your soil. Now, you're going to use a fertilizer that's designed for bulbs. The old-fashioned food for bulbs was bone meal. Bone meal should never be used on bulbs because it tells the rodent that there is a food source. And also, your neighbor's dog and raccoons and skunks.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Have you been fighting diseases on your plants? Diseases like downy mildew, especially on impatiens and other bedding plants. Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide controls downy mildew and many other diseases. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid to be mixed with water and used as a foliar spray. Agrifos also controls Phytophthora and other root rot diseases. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without unsightly disease problems. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery from Monterey Lawn and Garden Products. If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is toll free. It is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Talk with Daniel, and he'll get you set up, and we can help you to solve some problems as we prepare to put the garden to bed and to move some of our plants indoors. Daniel, who's up next?
So we've got Ken from New Hampshire, and he's got a question about overwintering his tree rows.
Okay. Ken, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Well, good morning, Paul. Yes, I've got a question. My wife received a tree rose for Mother's Day.
Yes.
And I planted it in probably a 16-inch pot. It's been on a pool deck all summer. It's a double knockout that's been grafted onto it. It's about four feet high. It's done very well. It's just continually blossomed. What do I do with it over the wintertime so that I can bring it out next spring and have it be alive?
Okay. It really, because it's in a pot and the roots are confined to it, they didn't get a chance to move out into the soil, which is okay. Because a knockout rose on the patio, as long as you continuously remove the faded flowers and cut back some of the branches, it will flower right up until a good hard frost. And that's one of the beauties of this whole new strain of roses. So what you want to do, no food. From now on, none. You want to water as needed. Let the plant get hit by frost, and it will turn the leaves from green to yellow to brown. They'll fall from the plant. Once they fall, give the plant a good drink of water and put it in an unheated garage or tool shed for the winter. And then in late March, early April, whenever Mother Nature decides to show up this year, this next year, then you can put it outside, feed it. And what I would suggest that you do next spring is put it in a larger pot. So, for example, if it's in a 12-inch pot now, go to a 14 or even a 16-inch pot to give it additional soil to bite into, to get more nourishment, and also so that it doesn't dry out as quickly. And use a good quality potting soil. There's a company called Fafard, F-A-F-A-R-D. They're a Canadian company, and I have been using their potting soil since 1968. They do not add mushroom soil to it. And if you buy a soil that's made in Connecticut, for example, they add mushroom soil to it, and it's very heavy. It's like clay. You can use the black gold, and that company is owned by Fafard, but it's a artificial blend. And they have a great general-purpose potting soil. And then use some dynamite fertilizer around them. Do that a couple of times during the year, and your roses will stay in bloom non-stop. As long as you continuously remove the dead flowers from that plant.
Yes, this one's been non-stop all summer long. When I originally got the tree rose, I did repot it, so it's in a 16-inch pot, and I did use black gold.
Okay,
so that,
great.
And I've been keeping the spent blossoms trimmed off of it, so it's done really well. Should I spray any wilt-proof on that after all the leaves come off, or does it not make any sense?
If you're going to put it inside the garage, it's going to be out of the wind.
Okay.
And it should do very, very well inside. Unless your garage faces south and you have a lot of glass on your garage doors that would heat the garage during the day and then cool it off at night. And if that's the situation, then use some wilt proof or wilt stop on it, and that will prevent dehydration.
All right, but, well, thank you very much.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful fall season.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.